A Sheer Mystery, presented by Science at NASA. Some fluids have a mysterious property. One moment they're thick, the next they're thin. Physicists aim to find out why with the aid of an experiment in space. Beware the ketchup bottle. None will come, and then a lottle. June 7, 2002. Everyone has fallen prey to the ketchup bottle at one time or another. After struggling to dislodge a meager few drops of the red liquid, an avalanche suddenly gushes out and buries your perfectly cooked burger. With suspiciously perfect timing, the ketchup changes from a thick paste to a runny liquid. If you find yourself splattered and wondering why, you're in good company. Theoretical physicists are puzzled too. Ketchup is one of many complex fluids, including whipped cream, blood, film emulsions, nail polish, and some plastics, that share a property called sheer thinning. Normally thick like honey, they can become thin and flow like water when stirred or shaken. Paint is another example. How can paint be thin enough at one moment to flow from a stroked brush, and an instant later be thick enough not to drip down the wall? Sheer thinning again. The phenomenon is common enough, yet scientists aren't sure why it happens, says researcher Robert Berg of the National Institute of Standards and Technology. The details depend on interactions at the molecular level in the fluid, and that is still poorly understood. Current theories cannot predict the thickness or viscosity of many fluids. It's a problem that vexes physicists and manufacturers alike. Suppose, for instance, that a plastics maker needs to know how some new polymer goop might flow through a pipe. The only way to find out might be to try it, a tedious and sometimes innovation-stifling process. What they really need is a theory that works, a way to anticipate changes in viscosity before the ketchup explodes from the bottle. Researchers hope that a space experiment called CVX-2, short for Critical Viscosity of Xenon 2, will soon provide new data about the basic physics of such fluids. Berg is the principal investigator for the experiment, which is slated to fly this summer on board Space Shuttle Columbia, STS-107. CVX-2 is designed to study sheer thinning in xenon, a substance used in lamps and ion rocket engines. Xenon is chemically inert, so its molecules consist of a single atom. It's about as close as you can get to the flying billiard balls of an idealized gas or liquid. Unlike ketchup, which contains many ingredients ranging from microscopic ions of dissolved salt to visible chunks of pureed tomato, xenon should be relatively easy to understand. Simple liquids like xenon don't normally experience sheer thinning. They're either thick or thin, and they stay that way. But this changes near the critical point, a special combination of temperature and pressure where fluids can exist as both a liquid and a gas simultaneously. At their critical point, simple fluids should be able to sheer thin, a verb, just like ketchup does. Greg Zimmerly, a scientist at NASA's Glenn Research Center, explains that fluids at the critical point resemble a hazy fog, a flurry of little regions constantly fluctuating between liquid-like and gas-like densities. Theory predicts that this fine-grained structure should make the simple fluid sheer thin, like more complex fluids do. Zimmerly is the project scientist for the CVX-2 experiment. When CVX-2 reaches orbit, researchers will adjust the pressure and temperature of a xenon sample within the test chamber until it reaches its critical point. A tiny vibrating paddle will then stir the xenon and, if all goes as planned, cause it to thin. Why do the experiment in space? Critical point fluids are easily compressed. On Earth, they collapse under their own weight and become denser at the bottom. In orbital freefall, those density differences vanish, a key requirement for a good experiment. Researchers will probe the physics of sheer thinning by varying the temperature of the xenon and the amount of stirring it receives. The same paddle that stirs the sample will also measure its viscosity, just as you might estimate the thickness of honey by trying to move a spoon through it. At least, this is what scientists are hoping will happen. The ketchup-like behavior of pure fluids at their critical point is still only theoretical. Even simulations using supercomputers can't prove the theory. Especially near the critical point, there aren't computers that can simulate the fluid's behavior, notes Berg. The chains of interactions between molecules are so long that computers just aren't powerful enough to do it. Consider that the next time you whack the bottom of a ketchup bottle. Even supercomputers can't predict the outcome. This story was written by Patrick Berry and Tony Phillips and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.